You're listening to SBS News.
G20 countries have agreed to set up a multi-billion-dollar fund to prevent future pandemics, with the aim to raise $2.2 billion this year. The fund could be operational at the end of June if approval is given by the board of the World Bank, which would host it. The fund will bring together key financial and health institutions to address the risks of future pandemics by supporting vaccine access for low to middle income countries, as well as disease surveillance and research. The World Health Organization's Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says the coronavirus pandemic is far from over, with 40% of the world's population still unvaccinated.
We must all learn the painful lessons the pandemic is teaching us. And that was the focus of our discussion here this morning. At the World Health Assembly last month, WHO presented a proposal for a new global architecture for health emergency preparedness and response.
Indonesia's Health Minister Budi Gunadisadikin says the pool of funds will be used for future pandemics. He says an agreement is needed to ensure cooperation between the governments and private sector to fast-track the development of vaccines.
The health crisis becomes an economic crisis. Economic crisis becomes social crisis. Social crisis becomes political crisis. So we learned something during this pandemic that we need to find a way that people that save, without compromising health safety, can still move and make the economy moving.
Australia's Health Minister Mark Butler told the meeting there's an opportunity to strengthen collective capacity to better prepare for the future. He says some countries are not in a position to receive more vaccines at the moment.
None of us is protected until all of us around the world are protected through vaccination programs. And that's why Australia has been very forward-leaning, particularly in our own region, to support poorer countries in access to vaccines. We know there's substantial supply now across the world, but one of the challenges is getting them through health systems that might not be as developed as they could be in richer countries and into people's arms. And so at the G20 Health Ministers meeting that's going on yesterday and today, we're starting to discuss what we can do to support those countries in making sure that the vaccine supply that is now there around the world can actually get into people's arms.
Treasurer Jim Chalmers says it's important to protect the most vulnerable and to strengthen the economy. Dr. Chalmers says Australia is committed to playing its role in the fund, which will cement the world's response and prevention strategies into the future.
There is a role for the global community to be there for each other, to do what we can for each other, to make sure that we are dealing as best we can with the health and economic challenges presented by COVID-19.
The Treasurer has confirmed he'll attend a meeting of G20 finance ministers in Bali next month. He says Australia's final contribution to the fund is yet to be finalised, but will come from the existing funding for overseas development assistance, already accounted for in the budget. So far, the United States, the European Union, Germany and Singapore, among others, have committed to contributing a combined total of $1.6 billion Australian to the fund. The global death toll from COVID-19 has surpassed 6.3 million, with more than 533 million confirmed cases. Biwa Kwan, SBS News.